Well, as South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers likes to call it is meeting season. And boy, there are a few of them lined up across the state. I'm talking with him now to get the latest on these. And a happy new year to you, Commissioner. And boy, January and February lining up to be very busy for farmers.
It is. It always is. As I said, before they put seed in the ground, they put thoughts in their head. You know, and the whole point is to learn what technologies are out there to help them with production and other issues, one of which will be what is the status of disaster funds. Probably by the time of some of these meetings, we'll have a little clearer picture.
Let's talk about some of these meetings coming up, and there's probably too many of them for us to actually mention. There's some that rise above the others, and one of the first ones is certainly one of those.
Yeah, the Southeast Fruit and Veg Conference in Savannah is grown every year. I think there's 4,000 people that attend that meeting or close to it, so that's big. And then the watermelon folks always have a good meeting. Couple of weeks into January, they'll be down at Hilton Head again, raising funds for their research, things that they do every year.
If there's one thing I know about watermelon folks is they know how to throw a party. So I bet that is going to be a good time at Hilton Head. Tell me about the Specialty Food Association, that meeting coming up in Columbia in a few weeks.
Well, that's a neat little group, because I remember years ago, it was one of the first meetings I went to when I came in, and I said, boy, look at all this neat stuff that they have, and I think I sampled everything. But they'll meet on the 21st, and so then our agritourism folks meet not long after that, and then we'll start some of our commodity boards, commodity crops, cotton and peanuts, always the end of January, right there in Santee. Convenient place, and shift gears in February into farmers markets. So all the managers come in and we talk to them about new regulations that we need to pass along. Then seaweed in the middle of February in Charleston, that's always big for us. We put on quite a lineup of cooking demonstrations.
Yeah, seaweed is always interesting. You and I speak about that every year. That's that's quite an interesting show that takes place in Charleston.
It is. It's a high-profile opportunity to highlight South Carolina agriculture, you know, working with some great chefs from across the state, putting on, I think, a dozen cooking demonstrations over the weekend, and so everyone enjoys that. End of February is Farm to School Summit. That's a little broader scope this year, so a lot of exciting things going on, trying to get more South Carolina food into the school menu. So then finally wind it up. End of February with the Women in Agriculture Conference that's Clemson Extension puts on. So I don't think I've attended that one. So, but January and February packed calendars with meetings and lots of discussion going on.
Meeting season just about to kick off in earnest, and we have all of these meetings on our website at sfntoday.com. Just click there and you can find all of that information. With South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Have a happy new year from all of us here at the Southern Farm Network.